Does success confirm God's blessing? Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. I've seen many a man and woman be an incredible success in man's economy and an absolute failure in God's economy. So let me explain. Material success is often viewed as God's endorsement of our actions. But lest I sound pious, this applies to businesses and ministries alike. To be sure that we're not deceiving ourselves about our achievements in man's economy, we have to consider two criteria. First, do our actions line up with God's Word? Some decisions are objective enough to be eliminated on the basis of direct contradiction to it. Second, we must consider the conviction of the Holy Spirit. Believers are held to a higher standard. To ensure that we're following in Christ's footsteps requires constant input from the Holy Spirit. This keeps our motives pure and guides us in doing the right thing, especially when under pressure. We should never defile our consciences by doing anything that takes advantage of, harms, or hurts other people in our desire to become successful. For example, operating a profitable casino is not in accordance with God's Word, nor should it be acceptable to us. Far too many people lose money while owners benefit. You're far better off being a success in God's economy and a failure in man's economy than the reverse. Be careful not to be deceived by success. Man can rationalize any behavior, and Satan is happy to see it happen. But the grace of God teaches us to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives. That's true success. Now, I want to invite you to join us in Knoxville, Tennessee, September the 10th through the 13th, as we celebrate all that God has done through Crown over the last 50 years. Learn more at crown.org/50 years.